Mellon Mayor Joe Barabee still hopes a compromise mining bill proposed by senators from both political parties can be passed to bring mining jobs to his town. But using strong language, he says his neighbors can't stomach the Republican-backed assembly bill.
We understand the land's going to be raped, and that's called mining, but we didn't know we were going to get raped too, and that's called the assembly bill. I'm pro-mine, but I'm not this pro-mine.
With no bill to speed up the iron ore permitting timetable, mining company GTAC says it will stop its efforts. They have not answered interview requests, although their office in Hurley remains open. Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says stopping what he calls a bill that would have destroyed their Lake Superior watershed is a credit to grassroots activism and social media.
With the tools that are here for people to communicate and share information, I don't know if GTAC and the others understood that and that people weren't automatically going to drink the Kool-Aid of jobs, jobs, jobs that they were promising.
Wiggins says they're not celebrating at Bad River. He says even if GTAC goes away, they've got lots of work to do.
This was a wake-up call, and if GTAC has gone away, the fact of the matter is the ore is still in the ground and Bad River is going to continue to build its war chest to defend itself.
Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch doesn't know if his compromise bill will be resurrected before the Senate adjourns next week, but he says a mining reform bill is needed for another company and another day. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.